Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. I pray that you join in this broadcast seeking to learn and to understand as Christians how we ought to live and what we should do and how we should respond to the events that we see taking place in rapid fire around us, in our nation, and around the world. We're going to talk about a subject today that I believe is vital, in particular if you're listening today and you're a believer, if you're saved, if you're a Christian. My question to our audience today, why are you fearful? Why are you fearful? We are living in the Biden administration, and the Biden administration is just 46 days. America's been totally changed. I believe irreversibly so. I'm not a pessimist, but I believe America has been totally changed. We've seen a tectonic shift in America in 46 days. We have no borders. We have less freedom, more socialism, and government controls in our lives than the history of America. We've experienced the lockdowns, mask mandates, churches closed, pastors prosecuted for having worship services, and multitudes of other things. And what I'm seeing is Christians in panic mode, fearful, bowing and bending to the mandates of a government that's against God. So my question is today, why are you so fearful? It's a question, by the way, that Jesus ask his disciples, Mark's Gospel, the 4th chapter, verses 35 through 41, when they thought they were going to drown on a ship. Why are you so fearful? That's my question today, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Pray that you'll join in, that you'll get others to join in this broadcast. Let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Love to hear from you today on this wonderful subject. We're doing a panorama of some of the things we've seen taking place in the past 46 days and asking the question, why are you fearful? If we're not fearful, what should we be doing? What should our attitude be? How should we then live? As Ezekiel said in Ezekiel 33:10. Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. I call it the truth book. Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. That's his statement to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32. And then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. He makes a further declaratory statement, as he says in John 17:17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that we ought to depend on today. We ought to understand truth and stand on truth. Albeit in the dystopian fiction novel by George Orwell entitled 1984, Orwell said this, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that is 100% correct today. We're seeing that taking place today through Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, AOC. We're seeing that take place by Jen Psaki, the president's press secretary. I believe she sits up half the night trying to figure out how she's going to lie about what Joe Biden does when asked questions the next day in the press conference. But may I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to stand for truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made this statement. Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, tell the truth, and live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. That's what I'm calling on you to do each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that we need to stand for truth, and that doesn't mean we hide under the bed. If we stand for truth and live for truth and defend the truth, we've got to come out of the closet. If we stand for truth, live for truth, seek the truth, and listen to the truth, and learn the truth, and learn the truth, and tell the truth, and defend the truth, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be the watchman on the wall. We'll be salt and light, as God's word says that we're to be as Christians. I don't know of anything that's any more debilitating than for a Christian to be petrified, frightened, fearful of world conditions and situations. I've said many times, it's exciting as I see the prophetic eschatological word of God leaping off the pages and in the headlines of news. We understand that God said it, that settles it. It's going to happen just as God said. One of the things I believe that causes the fear among Christians today so often is simply because of a lack of understanding of the Word of God. And as a result of the lack of knowledge of the Word of God, you're fearful of not knowing what God is doing and what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of brands like Honda and Echo for the homeowner. Tools for Time carries the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff, ladies and gentlemen, to answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. Tools for Time has knowledgeable staff to answer your questions about professional landscape and lawn care equipment, as well as equipment for the homeowner. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's 11291 Old San Augustine Road. Perhaps you ask the question, how can I find it? Where is that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark there that can be found, can be seen miles away. It's a 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it's imperative that we as Christians recognize our responsibility to be salt and light in a dead and dying, darkened, decaying society in which we're living in. But ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden has been in office now for 46 days. In that 46-day period of time, he has, ladies and gentlemen, done more to harm America than all of the other presidents, I believe, in my lifetime in combination. Ladies and gentlemen, we've experienced a year. This has been a year now of lockdowns, cancel culture, mask mandates. And ladies and gentlemen, most Americans have simply submitted without any sense of or recognition of the loss of our liberties. As one writer stated it, socialism is coming. Socialism is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. Socialism is coming. Let me just read you a little brief blurb of that writer's article on that subject. It happens to be David Reagan, Dr. David Reagan. It says this, the 2020 presidential election proved that Americans are willing to surrender their freedom in exchange for free stuff. The free stuff is not free, of course, as people have learned the hard way in socialistic countries all over the world. The free stuff comes with the expense of both freedom and draconian taxes. In the last election, the Democrats promised the moon to everyone, the cancellation of current student loans, free college education, reparation for blacks and homosexuals, free medical care, and even guaranteed annual income. And people rushed to give them their votes like pigs fighting each other to get in the feeding trough first, end quote. Further, the article states, our founding fathers were cognizant of the fact that a pure democracy would end up destroying itself because people would vote for whoever promised to give them the most free stuff. So in addition to creating a representative republic, they also instituted a system of checks and balances to also guard against the mobocracy. Socialism is so attractive in theory, but it is vicious in practice. For one thing, it empowers the government to force you to support people who are completely irresponsible, such as people who are lazy to work for a living. Your hard-earned money is confiscated by the state in the name of redistribution of wealth. In the process, individual initiative is destroyed. Investment funds disappear, and the economy stagnates. Free medical care becomes a nightmare for the loss of freedom. You can no longer choose your doctor and your treatment. A waiting list for medical care becomes standard operating procedure. With the elderly consigned to oblivion, they're expected, speaking of the elderly, expected to gallantly surrender their lives for the common good of others. Worst of all, socialism also results in religious persecution, since socialists, by their very nature, are not religious at all, and in fact hold religion in contempt. They're humanists who believe in man rather than believing in God. In summary, this writer says, God has delivered our nation to what theologians call the abandonment to wrath. We as a nation have forgotten God. In response, he has delivered us over to the depraved mind, Romans 1:28. He is, in effect, allowing us to destroy ourselves through our materialistic greed. You can expect that in the process, God will allow our true God, the almighty dollar, to be destroyed, most likely through hyperinflation. Dark days, this writer says, are ahead of us all. Those of us who have committed our lives to Jesus Christ must keep our eyes on him. We must stand for righteousness. We must share the gospel with the unsaved. We must pray that the Lord's soon appearance in the rapture will take place. End quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a good summary of a pretty large document that's entitled Socialism is Coming. And we're on the fast track for that, ladies and gentlemen. The stage has been set. The trigger's been pulled. Do you realize today, ladies and gentlemen, just in 46 days, hear me, just in 46 days, the Socialist Marxist BLM Communist Democratic Party, they've introduced 2,100, that's 2,100 bills. You heard me right, not 210, not 21, but 2,100 new bills, all of them designed to undermine, to tear down, and to destroy the religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our right to keep and bear arms, and to give us open borders and a totally Marxist, Maoist, communist system of government in America. That's what we have before us. And there with rapid fire, I've said it's like being on a jumbo 777 full throttle ahead, with the destination being called socialism, communism. And that's where we are today, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's taking place. Don't want it to sound macabre, but in some way, negative, but it's the reality of where we're at. I'm setting the stage of where we're going. With all of that taking place, the clouds are looking darker every day. I must admit that. But ladies and gentlemen, what I find so appalling is that for the most part, Christians, conservatives, patriots have seemingly submitted to the will of the government. My bride and I were talking just recently, and she said, what are the Republicans doing? What are the conservatives doing? What's being done in Washington to block this, to stop this, to redirect this? My simple answer was nothing. The only thing the Republicans are good for today is to fill your email box up with pleas to donate, that they can take back the House and that they can win the election in 2022. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if I might tuck this in 2017 and 18, through the leadership of Donald J. Trump, the Republicans had the House, the Senate, and the White House. They did nothing. All that they promised us to get our funds and our votes for election and reelection did not happen. Did not happen. In fact, they attempted to block President Trump, i.e. the Republicans, on just about everything he wanted to do and could have done had they allowed him to freely do so. That's where we are today, and that's why we're there. So perhaps you're asking, well, am I anti-Republican? You bet your boots. Am I anti-Democrat? Yes, sir. You might say, well, how are you going to vote? But ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we have dark days before us. And I personally believe that unless we correct the voting fiasco that brought us the coup, that gave us Joe Biden, there won't be a free election in 2022. There won't be a free election in 2024. But we need to understand, in the midst of that, what are we to do as Christians? How are we to respond? Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, with the Equality Act, House Bill 5, H.R. 5, that's on the fast track, it's now in the Senate. And ladies and gentlemen, the Senate, unless God intervenes, will pass H.R. 5. House Bill 5, the Equality Act. And it's going to destroy, eviscerate churches, families, Christians, Christian colleges and universities. And I can go on and on and on, and I'll talk more about that later in this broadcast today. But I go back to an article that I've shared a brief part of it a couple of times before from Franklin Graham. Franklin Graham warns of government control over the lives of all of the citizens. Evangelist Franklin Graham said, Americans should be concerned about the increasing government, the increasing control that government has on the lives in response to the coronavirus pandemic. President Biden indicated that the coronavirus restrictions could go on through the end of the year. It should be concerning to all Americans that our government has so much control over our lives. He goes further to say, he also insisted on smaller classes, more ventilation. He's talking about the opening of the classrooms. He says, first of all, making sure everybody's wearing a protective mask. Secondly, organizing in smaller group pods, which means we have more teachers, etc. Franklin Graham focuses primarily on the mask wearing, the lockdowns, and the schools being closed, talking about that control. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a fact that the government has more control over our lives today than in the history of the United States of America. It is a fact today, ladies and gentlemen, that most of the people are simply believing that somehow, some way, we need to obey government more than God. And as a result of that, submitting and surrendering our lives and our liberties into the hands of the government. H.R. 5 is a dangerous, dangerous bill, ladies and gentlemen. And I've said several times on this broadcast and several times on the air, we need to recognize the responsibility we have, and we need to pick up our telephones and call the Senate. In fact, let me tuck that in right now. You need to pick up your telephone today, ladies and gentlemen, and call the Senate. Talk with the senators. Talk with our senators. Whatever senator is your senator, talk with them and let them know that we are simply not willing to sit back and be in silence. We are wanting them to say no on this H.R. 5. That Senate telephone number, the main extension there, exchange, is 202. That's 202. That's in D.C., the Beltway of Washington. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Dial that number. And of course, you're not going to be able to talk with a senator. They're above talking with the common citizen. They are insulated with the staff. And I understand that they can't take time to talk personally with everyone. I understand that well. But ladies and gentlemen, you'll not find a senator that'll pick up the phone and call you back personally. It's always a staff member. And staff member, the bureaucrats, the embeds, are the ones that make the decisions. But nevertheless, pick up the phone and call the U.S. Senate today. And let them know that we, the people, are tired of being sheeple. And we are wanting to be represented. And we want them to vote no on the Equality Act. We'll talk further about the Equality Act and what it does and what it does not do in this broadcast today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That's the telephone number that gets you through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we entertain your question or comment in relationship to the subject today. Why are you so fearful? As we talk about socialist, Marxist, BLM Democrats and what they've done and what they're doing with 2,100 bills that are being fast-tracked today, the bills that now, ladies and gentlemen, in the House, ready to be passed, many of them. One of the most egregious ones, other than House Bill 5, is H.R. 1, House Bill 1. And they've already passed that, waiting now to go to the Senate. And they're planning on pushing it through, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a matter of wondering what they're going to do. Keep in mind, Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Democratic, Communist Party controls the House and the Senate and the Oval Office. We're going to talk more about Joe Biden and the Oval Office and who's really in control later in this broadcast. But H.R. 1, the bill, ladies and gentlemen, if passed by the Senate, will seal the future of America. Yes, you heard me. It will be the seal that will destroy the Constitutional Republic as we know it. H.R. 1 will, hear me, will destroy our Constitutional Republic. You might say, what is H.R. 1? It, ladies and gentlemen, is the bill that has been pushed through the House and is now being pushed in the Senate. And they're going to use that, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy our Constitutional Republic. It is the one that they call the election law. Ladies and gentlemen, this election bill will make all voting, state and local voting, will be under the domination of the federal government. We'll no longer have state-controlled government elections. We'll no longer have locally county-controlled elections. It'll all be on a federal level, ladies and gentlemen. All elections will be under the federal government. Felons, according to this bill, will be able to vote. Illegal aliens, if brought in even across the border illegally, will be able to vote. That will, ladies and gentlemen, release some 22 to 30 million, what's called DACA people today, allowing them to vote. They claim, ladies and gentlemen, for the past 20 years, they've said there's about 11 million of those they now call DACA. Best analysis of that is that somewhere between 22 and 30 million that will be free to vote. They're allowing thousands and thousands per day cross the border as we speak. They're not calling it a border crisis. They're calling it a border situation. And ladies and gentlemen, they're taking those that are crossing the border illegally. They've already discovered 108 that have COVID, yet they did not hospitalize them. They did not quarantine them. They did not isolate them. They did not mask them. They did not keep them 6 foot apart and social distancing. What did they do? They put them all on buses and transported them all throughout the states, border states in particular. And they're transporting them, ladies and gentlemen, throughout the United States of America. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of illegals coming into America, which will destroy the lowest wage earners in America. It will destroy their jobs. And all of this is taking place because big business, agribusiness, that controls Joe Biden, among others, big tech, big business, wants free labor or close to it. And so that's what they're pushing for. Election days, ladies and gentlemen, according to H.R. 1, won't be an election day. Election will be spread over a 45-day period of time. This bill will basically eliminate the Electoral College. It will eliminate the need for any politician to focus on flyover country. It will simply base the election on popular vote, not the Electoral College system. The genius mind that God gave our founding fathers that put that into place to make sure that it wasn't just the left coast and the right coast that would elect the president. No more will there be voter ID required under this new H.R. 1. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm enumerating and talking about H.R. 1, House Bill 1. That's the change of the election laws. And in the change of the election laws, it literally will destroy America as we know it today. In voting, there will be no need, no requirement. States, many states today have voter ID requirements. The left has claimed for years that that's voter suppression. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, to get on an airplane, you need an ID. To go into a federal or state building, you need an ID. just about everything we do, there's a need for some type ID. If you go to your physician's office, you need a photo ID along with the insurance card. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, to vote, if this bill passes the Senate, it's already passed the House. If it passes the Senate, there'll be no voter ID required in America to vote. All voting will be also by mail-in. You don't have to go to the voting booth. You don't have to stand out in line. You don't have to wait to vote. All voting will be by mail-in. And ladies and gentlemen, surprise, 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 what's called ballot harvesting will be legalized in the voting bill. Legalized, where you can go out and collect ballots from friends, relatives, neighbors, or that you find a batch of ballots in the lobby of your apartment complex. You can fill them out, sign them, take them in, and they'll be counted. Ballot harvesting. Taxpayers, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, in this new bill, House Bill 1, the elections will be paid for by we the people. Candidates will not have to raise their money. Election will be paid for by the taxpayers. And this bill, ladies and gentlemen, if it becomes law, will guarantee for all future generations that the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party will always be elected and reelected and reelected. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, there appears to be no counter control, no action from any Republican to stop it. And they might say, well, we're outnumbered. But there's no voices that I'm hearing from any of the so-called conservatives, any of the so-called patriots or Republicans from a national level of trying to stop it. Yes, all I hear are those that are filling my email box with help us to get reelected. Vote for us so that we can win 2022. But ladies and gentlemen, there will be no such thing as a free election in 2022 if H.R. 1 passes. It'll be over and done with. But ladies and gentlemen, just how have we become so docile? Ladies and gentlemen, how have we come to this point today? And we're going to talk about that for the balance of this broadcast, of how we've gotten to this point today and what we need to do. Keep in mind one of the things that's taken place in the House. For example, Jerry Nadler said when the Equality Act was being discussed on the floor of the House, Jerry Nadler said when he was challenged based on the Word of God, he says tradition thinks it's God's will. He says, is no concern of this Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, that was just a kick in the teeth, if you want to call it that, from a human standpoint, of God. It was simply saying, God, you're not allowed. God, we don't care. God, we don't want you here. God, we're not interested in what you think is best for America and what we need to do. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Joe Biden and his administration for 46 days. But we're on the very edge, the very verge of seeing a change in the Oval Office. Yes, Joe Biden was elected for 4 years. He stole the election, that is, for 4 years. The election was a fraud. And I know that's not politically right to say that. But ladies and gentlemen, Kamala Harris is on the scene as a sentinel watching over Biden's shoulder with everything that he's doing, simply because she is going to move right into the slot as the President of the United States of America. We'll talk about that immediately after our news in a moment. But here's an article that says, Biden's eyes are now dead. President Kamala Harris is imminent. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're talking about today, why are you fearful? We need to understand as Christians, well, not to be fearful. Well, to understand that God's in control. Yes, we need to talk about these issues. We need to understand that it's going to be decimating to the church and to Christians. We need to understand it's going to destroy the religious liberties and the freedom of speech. But we need to still not be fearful and depend on God. We'll talk about that after the news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issue.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.